Welcome back to Reality Times. I'm your host, Isabella Sun, and I'm back to talk to teens today on our second episode of discussion as music influences drugs and alcohol. Remember, folks, it's all about the facts, as this is not always the case. First, let's take a step back and ask some fellow teenagers how often they really listen to music. Attending Eastern Kentucky University, 19-year-old Clay Nushka.
I listen to music every day.
And the next interviewer, attending Antioch Community High School, 17-year-old Chloe Hampson.
I listen to music every single day. From the moment I wake up, the first thing I do is get my phone and put my earbuds in and jam to music as I'm getting ready. I also listen to music when I work out and during passing periods in school. I have friends who have trouble getting my attention because I have my earbuds in and the music on as loud as it goes.
I also asked what they normally listen to, just so we get like a feel of these people. If you're not listening to this kind of music or the different types of music that teenagers really listen to.
I typically listen to a multitude of different kinds of music. Sometimes I'm feeling country music, sometimes I'm feeling rap music, but sometimes I'm feeling rock music. It all depends on my mood.
Variety of different types of songs. Sometimes I'll listen to classic rock, other times I'll listen to some more recent alternative rock. I also like throwbacks from the 1990s to the early 2000s, and also in the summer I'll be jamming out with my friends in my car and we'll just listen to some Disney music on full blast.
Also from Antioch Community High School, 16-year-old Lily Ocampo.
My favorite kinds of music are indie, psychedelic rock, classic rock and roll, and rap music.
Teens listen to music based on their moods and it affects them, as music affects everyone. If you don't agree, then your point of view is just moo. Especially being an adolescent, music sticks and affects us even more. From BBC News, scientific studies show we remember more from our adolescence and early 20s than any other period of our lives, creating a greater lasting experience in songs later in life because of the psychological phenomenon called the reminiscence bump. I took a poll on Instagram of about 100 fellow teenagers, and 67% of them said they listen to rap music, and 98% of those people believe there's too much drug and alcohol-related lyrics. But how does this influence teens to use drugs or alcohol? From Drug Rehab, remember, the music does not cause them to drink, but it can influence them to do so. This is important because artists are not saying, "Hey kids, go drink and do drugs." That's not what they're saying. It's the lyrics in their songs that they write affecting people. For example, from AddictionCenter.com, teenagers who listen to music about marijuana are at greater risk of using it. Individuals listening to music referencing marijuana in stressful times or in low moods may promote the benefits of using the drug, influencing them. Teens may also believe musicians that get their creativity from drugs, but that's not true. Believing drugs can help them cope with conditions like depression, low self-esteem, anxiety, and their overall stress. But think back, teens I interviewed said they listen to songs based on their moods. From another site on Eric, in this and every case, there are significant differences in music preferences based on the tendency of drug abuse and personality traits. Whatever you listen to and whatever your moods are determines what and how you feel and how you influence those lyrics that you're being heard. Although I've been blaming rap, it's not just rap. It's all genres, all artists. From Drug Foundation, the focus of drugs is related to their personal experience. Like the environment rap artists were living in impacted dramatically, reflecting in their lyrics. Remember when I told you that the top two songs were Memories and Life is Good? Well, let's look closer at the lyrics. Let's take a look at Life is Good by Future featuring Drake. Right off the bat, the first lyrics relate to their life, working on the weekend like usual. Then the line, N-words caught me slipping once, okay, so what? This shows that he is brushing off the idea that they are getting caught using drugs and not really caring, making it okay. If you were in a vulnerable mood and you heard this, you would think, oh, it's okay, because he's just brushing it off. Later, the lyrics state, I was in a trap, serving cocaine, I ain't never been the same since. This is critical, showing how it affected his life, as the song is called Life is Good. And again, it states, who gave you pills? Who gave you that dust? As everything is being brushed off and seems that it's okay to do drugs, and this influences people who don't have strong-minded of being saying no to drugs. As we discuss some lyrics in rap, allow me to show you another top song, Memories by Maroon 5. This whole song is surrounded by the lyrics, the drinks bring back all the memories and the memories bring back you. Showing people by drinking you're able to connect to people in your past, pretty much influencing them to get drunk. The more you get drunk, the more you think of the past and you get foggy, and if you were really sad and missing someone in that moment, you would just want to be influenced to do drugs. Even teens see the influences celebrities have been showing us. I have two more people I've interviewed. We have Lakes Community High School student Danny Brotherton.
Honestly, celebrity musicians are not good role models. Most of them do like drugs and stuff or have not done good things in their life. But there are the few that are good people, but for the most part, no. Celebrity musicians are not role models.
And here is Antioch Community High School student Jessa Van Gort.
Yeah, I definitely think there are some artists out there that I look at, and I've seen like videos of their performances, and it's kind of alarming a little bit to how they're acting, whether they're using like drugs during a concert or whatever they're doing. It's a little bit you know, concerning to see those performances, because these people are here to like see a concert, and this artist is just like not acting and like not carrying themselves in like a very good way, and it's just I think kind of ruins like the concert almost, because I know if I was there that'd kind of be like a bummer to see that, and also just kind of, you know, concerning, you know, if you love this artist so much and then they're up on stage, you know, not acting the way they should be. It's a little bit disappointing for sure.
The main point today, folks, is showing you the impact music is making in 2020. And yes, music can influence teens to turn to drugs, but it's not always the case. Many are rebellious and will listen, but always refuse drugs, and others can be more vulnerable, as they could have their own issues and their own life experiences. But how exactly do we prevent this? What are solutions that we have? And I have two solutions that you could do. Raise awareness for addiction and mental illnesses by helping people you know and being open about it. Be there for someone. And the second thing you could do is watch what you listen to when you're in a bad mood. Be positive and choose to listen to the right things. But still, artists need to be more aware of influencing generations to come. We love Chance the Rapper, writing songs with problems that he experienced with drugs. This is part of the solution. None of these solutions have worked yet because society and people need to realize it is an important issue that shouldn't just be brushed off. That's the end of our two-episode segment on how music influences our generation. Till next time, I'm your host, Isabella Sun, signing off.